There are about 25 newborn elk in the herd, putting the total number of elk in the Shawamigan National Forest of Bayfield, Ashland, and Sawyer counties at about 125. Department of Natural Resources elk biologist Lane Stoll in Hayward says that's a normal, healthy estimate for the calving season.
We know that there's a couple of them that outsmarted us and got away without a calf being collared. We also know that there's several of those that either had a calf and lost it or did not have a calf, too.
Stoll has been tracking and putting radio collars on elk for the past month. He figures about three or more calves have been killed by bears so far. Another died from sickness.
They're still at risk. They're still in that pre-nursery group. Many of these have not yet been taken to a nursery group. Once they get to be about a week to 10 days old, the mother will bring them back to a group of elk. Then you'll have multiple eyes, ears, and noses taking care of those animals and looking out for danger.
The elk herd has grown at a good rate since it was transplanted into northern Wisconsin 11 years ago. But the past couple of years have seen setbacks for the herd, many killed by predators or hit by cars. Stoll says this is a good start to the year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.